Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Secure Your Life, the show where we have on-time solutions to end your financial nightmare and make you financially proactive where money matters.
Welcome to Secure Your Life. I am your host, Diamond Taylor. It is Tough Talk Tuesday, and our subject for this evening is the return of debtor's prison. You heard me exactly right. Unfreaking believable. I know something that should have been abolished back in 1830 is alive and well today in more than a third of the United States of America. But before we go any further on our Rant and Rave Tuesday, which is Tough Talk Tuesday, I'm going to have our disclaimer played, and then we will come back getting straight away into our subject. If you'd like to join us for the conversation in the chat room, it is open. You can also call in. I will take your comments and or questions there. Area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. On live on Twitter as well as Facebook chat as well. I'm going to come right back and talk about our subject right after our disclaimer.
Welcome to Secure Your Life. It is time for us to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and Paragon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this show is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from qualified, licensed, and certified professionals. The purpose of the show is to provide you an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion in a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
Okay, we are back, and if you just tuned in, you're listening to Tough Talk Tuesday, time to get your rant and rave on, brought to you by Secure Your Life. I am your host, Diamond Taylor. We are talking about a hot topic that have gotten my panties in a bunch, and I'm pretty sure your knickers in a knot. The return of debtor's prison. Believe it or not, it is alive and well in 2012, even though the U.S. Supreme Court, that's right, had already abolished debtor's prison back in 1830s. So there are more than a third of the states as a part of the United States that still have this on their books, and it is alive and well. So this segment is about real talk, real life, no holds barred discussion about the financial pitfalls that we make, so that we need to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the facts here. So that's what you're going to get here on today. And we're talking about the return of debtor's prison. A lady from Illinois was actually sent to jail for a debt for $280. She's a cancer survivor. $280 debt. And she was sent to jail because of this debt. And come to find out, it was not even her debt. So this is how desperate the debt collectors, the third-party debt collectors, we've been talking about them all on the show. And another thing that I wanted to talk to you all about later on the show is that we are here to educate you all as consumers about your consumer rights. And what happened to her is because she was a patient, like I said, she was a cancer survivor, so she incurred this medical debt. Come to find out, it was an error for $280. But that did not stop the debt collection agencies for sending a state trooper to show up on her doorstep and handcuff her and take her to jail. Now, let me tell you about the trickery in all of this. So it's not necessarily that you're going to be taken to jail because of your debt per se, but this is what has happened to her, and it has happened to a lot of people. So what has happened is she's incurred this debt, and this could actually happen to you no matter what the manner of the debt is, whether it's a health care expense, whether it's credit card, or even your auto loan. If you are a part of the one-third of the United States that still has this act, this law on their books, and it is still active, even though debtor's prison has been abolished in 1830s, and this is 2012, this could actually happen to you. So what has happened is this. Third-party debt collector was sold the original debt from the originator. Then the next thing you know, you have the debt collection agencies, they file the paperwork, and then they send the sheriff to your house. Then you go to end up in county jail for even the smallest amount. Now, under the law, the debtors aren't arrested for non-payment, rather than for not responding to a court hearing, not paying legal fees, and otherwise not showing up, which causes them to be in contempt of court in connection with a creditor's lawsuit. So the loophole here is the fact that they did not respond or show up for court. And as a result, they've been considered to be attempt of court. So that's where the loophole has happened. And lawmakers in Illinois are really trying to get this bill passed so that this situation can no longer happen. It has passed the House, and now they're waiting on the Senate to take this measure and actually make this into law so that they can no longer put people in jail for not paying their debts. Creditors have been manipulating the court system to extract money from unemployed, from veterans, and even seniors who rely solely on their benefits just to get by through each month, which is completely unheard of, which is why I consider this to be my number one rant and rave for Tough Talk Tuesday, is the fact that they are taking complete advantage of people who otherwise cannot help themselves. With the economic state of things in this country and all over the world, actually, but in this country per se, with the unemployment rate, with the veterans who already risked their lives to save us so that we can be free, and then for our seniors who have lived their lives, paid their debts, and now they are at the point where they're on a very fixed income, and they really need this income to sustain life for themselves in order for health care and food and clothing, just the necessities of life, and just to have them be taken advantage of by these third-party debt collectors are completely insane. Too many people have been thrown in jail simply because they have been just too poor to pay their debts. And so you need to, as a consumer, one, know your rights, and two, we need to get in touch with our lawmakers. We vote for these people, and they have an obligation to us to make sure that they are doing what they need to do on our behalf to get these type of laws taken and put in the proper place. Take these off the books. The debt collectors should not be filing lawsuits that will cause people to go to jail. It actually costs more for these type of lawsuits to even go through the court system than it is probably for the debt that is owed. To in jail person actually costs a whole lot more in the long run, and even in the short run. So this is completely absurd. Now, even though we have here in the state of Illinois, our Illinois Attorney General is working diligently to make sure that this type of legal abuse by the debt collectors stop, and they're working diligently to do this. You need to get in touch with all of your legislators and make sure that they know that you all want this to stop. It needs to cease and desist. These debt collectors need to really stop doing this and stop abusing the system and using our tax dollars for their greediness. And this is not the greater good of the people. It does not work well for the people, and I'm pretty sure it does not work well for you. So you definitely, definitely need to get in touch with the lawmakers and your legislature, your vote. Put your vote to the test. You put these people in office. Now let them and make them work for you. We need to sign a petition to make sure that these kind of practices no longer exist in 2012. Something that happened back in, it was actually abolished in 1830s. It's still alive well in more than a third of the states of the United States. And actually, let's just talk about five of the states that it is definitely happening and at an alarming rate is in Georgia, Louisiana, Michigan, Ohio, Washington, where they are jailing people at an increasingly alarming rate over legal debt. Cases range from a woman being arrested four separate times and for failure to pay a $251 fine and court costs and fees. 4 degrees of misdemeanor convictions. And this person is actually mentally ill. So actually some of these actually happened when she was a juvenile, where these convictions happened. And so why are we constantly letting them use our tax dollars for this purpose? We need to stop it. We really, really do need to stop it. This is completely insane, and we need to do something about this. So you need to, one, know your rights. As a consumer, you need to know your rights. And if you know someone that this has happened to, you definitely need to get in touch with them so that they can actually fight for their rights. It's a shame that the states have in place, it's like a poverty policy. I mean, what's going on with that? You know, when you think about it, the poverty penalties include late fees, payment plan fees, interest rates, and these people are already having a very hard time trying to pay their day-to-day things, let alone unnecessary, frivolous costs that we end up having to pay, not only on the consumer basis, but as a whole, because this comes out of state dollars to pay for these legal actions and to actually jail someone. With 40% surcharge off of the original debt, this is what's happening with these third-party debt collectors, a 40% surcharge above the original debt. And you have collection cost fees, and you have no right to a public defender. So these people who are the debtors can be jailed, and they have no rights to a public defender. So they actually have nothing that they can do at this point. So we definitely need to stop this particular practice. If you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. This is Tough Talk Tuesday. We've been talking about the return of debtor's prison and why it is so important for you to actually know your consumer rights and fight back so that this does not actually happen to you. I also want to get you all in gear because spring is definitely here and it is really time for you to do some spring cleaning when it comes to your financial records. And the first and foremost before we do anything is we definitely want to check on our credit health. How healthy is your credit? When was the last time you actually looked at your credit report? Well, you are due a free, that's right, free credit report annually from all three credit bureaus. And you want to take advantage of that. And like I've always said on this show, the internet is your best friend. You can get a copy of all three credit bureaus for free by utilizing the internet. TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian are the three major credit bureaus, and you can get your credit report for free. So that's the first thing that you want to do on your spring cleaning for your financial health, and that is what we're going to be talking about for the month of May, is making sure that you are financially healthy. And even at the age of online banking and electronic bills, some folks still collect and save paper statements, receipts, and records. And with tax season being behind us now, it is really time to do some financial spring cleaning. Does that mean tossing everything? No, it doesn't. But it does mean getting your financial house in order. You need to make sure that you have a great filing system. So if you have those old receipts, the ATM receipts, the cash withdrawals, once they're in your checkbook, then you actually can actually either toss those away or file them away. But make sure that you're keeping accurate records. Before you throw away anything, you want to make sure that all of your financial papers are together. And I suggest that you get a desktop portable receipt scanner. And you can find that in any of your local office supply store, Office Depot, Office Max. You can go online, Amazon.com. You can go to eBay, Overstock, and actually get one at a great affordable price. Like I always say, never turn down a bargain. Never turn down anything but your collar. And definitely, definitely make sure that you're checking on your financial health. So before we do anything, like I said, you want to make sure that you're getting all of your receipts. And if you're in business for yourself, you definitely need to make sure that you're on top of this and keeping great records. But you can also keep electronic forms. Electronic forms of your records are just as well. Always remember to always have everything backed up. Because one thing I can say about a paper file, although it is not as convenient as having everything electronically done, it is safer. So if you're going to go the electronic route, which a lot of us do, and it helps you. It does help you to stay organized. You want to make sure that you do this. If you're going to do it online, make sure that it's on a very secured website. One of the ones that I would suggest is aboutone.com. It is a very great website that you can use to record all of your and help you get organized and retrieve all of your records. And they do have a very secure site. So you also, another one is Intuit by Quicken that you can use. You can discard those monthly credit card statements, and everything actually can be done with Intuit. So you can have everything sent to your Intuit Quicken account, and everything is safeguarded there. So you already know that it is definitely where it's supposed to be. And because it is Quicken and they are well known, that you are insured of the safety situation there as well. Bank account statements are more than just, if you have more than just a year old, you can make sure that you keep your keep those things organized. If you're going to keep them, you really don't need to keep them if there's more than a year old. A lot of your banks do keep your old records, so you need to check with your bank to see exactly how old, how long they actually archive your account activity. So if you do that, that is another way. But if you decide that you do want to keep your records for yourself, I suggest that you get either an accordion file with all of the months, or you can get a file, you know, a file cabinet with the detachable files that you can actually put in there and do it by the month or by the year. And after you collect them for each month, for each year, then you can take that whole file out and actually then categorize it by the year. And if you're a business, you definitely want to keep a hold of some things for at least 7 to 10 years. And I know that may seem like a lot, but it is better to be safe than sorry, especially when it comes to the IRS. You want to make sure that you're keeping accurate account of all of your accounts. So, just giving you a little bit of tidbit of our spring cleaning to your financial health, we want to definitely make sure that you always stay on top and be financially proactive when it comes to everything that's dealing with your personal finances. Always make sure that you utilize all of your assets. Remember, the internet is your friend. You can either Google it, you can find it in Yahoo search, you can go to YouTube, and you can find subjects about anything and everything. Use those things to your advantage. And one of the greatest assets, the diamond of all diamonds, is your public library. Utilize that 100% gem as a great way to deal with your financial spring cleaning to your financial health. So with that, I want to leave you with some great quick tips that you can use on this fabulous May 1st, beginning of our financial spring cleaning to your financial health. One, make sure that you check on your credit health. Get your credit report annually for free. All three credit bureaus. That's number one for today. That is our financial tip. Make sure that everything is accurate and it is an accurate account of what you have as the accounts. Make sure, take your time and literally look and comb through your credit report. I'm telling you, you will be amazed at how many errors that you will find on your credit report. And that is why we're trying to make you financially savvy, make you financially smart, and we're taking financial education to the next level. And I would like to invite you to continue on our journey and our series to your financial health. There is a great class that will be starting very, very soon It is called the CreditWise Empowerment Program Financial Series. You're not going to want to miss our hot tips on that. And with that, I am going to wish you a great, wonderful spring season. And here is to your financial health.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Secure Your Life, the show where we give you real life, no holds barred conversations, Monday through Friday on various financial topics with on-time solutions from A to Z, taking financial education to the next level, helping you to become financially proactive where money matters.
If you like what you just heard on this show, make sure that you tell a friend. Not only that, if you have any suggestions on things that you want to get off your chest on this Tough Talk Tuesday, please email us at shows@secureyourlife.net. That is And life is always spelled with a Y on this show, LYFE.net. So that is shows@secureyourlife.net. Looking forward to hearing you, and here's to your financial health, where money matters.